السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مولانا عبد القادر صاحب, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant you afiyat and good health, Mufti Sahab, on this beautiful Friday morning. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your du'as, make it easy for the ummah, and forgive all our shortcomings. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak Honorable Day of Jumu'ah Friday, and it is the 14th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Fatir, chapter number 35 and verse 45, the last verse, and the last verse of this particular chapter, Surah Fatir. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlights His mercy, and He was, He is, He always will be Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. So what does Almighty Allah inform us? Wallow, and hypothetically, for argument's sake, يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. And if hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Almighty Allah had to take humanity to task and punish them, بِمَا كَسَبُوا, because of our earnings, what we did. So earning don't mean only going to the shop and job, all our deeds. So our thinking, our thoughts, our speech, our hearing, all our haram activities, everything that is unlawful in Islam, and our vices and sins, Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the only Khaliq, the only creator. No scientist, no professor, no doctor can create even one single fly, even if they all come together for that purpose, as enshrined in the noble Quran, not today, not tomorrow, not till the day of justice and the day of judgment will they be able to create a single fly. And they all can come together for that purpose. How will ensoulment take place? Ask your doctor, your scientist, your physician, that when a person passes away, then where is the ruh? Where is the soul? Where is the spirit? None of them can tell you conclusively. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive Khaliq and Creator. So me and you human beings, we are kasib. Kasib means we make intention, then we make the preparations, and then we execute the deed, good or bad, happy or sad. So that is what Almighty Allah is speaking about, that we have intentionally violated the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In this world which we are living today, such a rotten world, where vices are predominant and glorified, and where righteousness and goodness is considered orthodox, backwards and out of fashion and so forth. Bima kasabu, so if Almighty Allah, hypothetically for argument's sake, had to punish us because of our vices, because bima kasabu, what they did, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, then they should not be left on the face, on the back. Zahar means, yeah, the back. So on the back of this earth, so remember that, so it means, yeah, on the face of this earth. So on the back of this earth, مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, any creation. because human beings, remember, will be punished, and with that the animals and everything else will die also, like when you have famine and drought. It's no fault, you must remember, of the innocent children or the animals, but we who are sane and mature have committed so many vices. وَلَاكِي يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His mercy and His grace and benevolence, what He did, Walaki yuakhiruhum, He grants them respite for human beings that repent, turn to Almighty Allah. I love you so much, O human being. I made you the masterpiece of my creation. So He then gives that human being and creation, that human being and that person, that extra time, that meaning that is allocated to him, respite. As far as the punishment goes, ila ajalim musamma, for a fixed term and a fixed period. But when the time of death comes, then death would not be delayed. Chapter 63, verse 11. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah will never ever delay the time period of death for a person. The punishment, sometimes Almighty Allah would delay, but not the time of death. That will happen on the appointed fixed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. Hence, when the time of death comes for them, then death will occur. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Because verily Almighty Allah is all-seeing, all-observing over His servants. So therefore we know we have to blame ourselves, and don't blame anybody else. Daily we commit vices and sins and crimes, and then we still want the mercy of Almighty Allah all the time, and we live on the mercy of Allah. We need the mercy of Almighty Allah every minute, every moment, every second. But when we take undue advantage, then the punishment comes. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On this Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, during this honorable month of Zulhijjah, we concluded and completed Surah Fatir, chapter 35. Inshallah Al-Aziz, tomorrow Saturday we will start with Surah Yasin, Qalbul Quran, the heart of the noble Quran, inshallah Al-Aziz. May Almighty Allah accept it. May Almighty Allah bless our parents, our teachers, our well-wishers, and everybody else who are helping us on this journey. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah, 1445. Gaza genocide, day number 259. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So Jutla, six of them have been dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Another 10, 15 of them are in transit and very soon will join their brethren there in the roasted place, and they'll be toasted all the time in hellfire, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, the world is seeing who are the super terrorists. Remember, in English we have a term, and that is, there is no honor among thieves and among crooks. So you must add one more word there. There is no honor among the terrorists. America terrorism, Israel terrorism. Look at both the super terrorists, BB and Biden, now at one another's necks. BB on Tuesday said that this American regime of Biden is not supplying us all the arms, ammunition. And Biden and his administration have said that America has helped you the most in the past 76 years. And even now, in the past 8.5 months, we are the ones, America is saying, that remember that the whole world wanted the ceasefire, and thrice we used the veto. We gave you so much arms and ammunition, and it's very disappointing what you are doing, O BB, the war criminal butcher of Gaza, and disappointing. So the B and the B, both are B's, remember that. Haramis, we call them. Both regimes are haramis, super haramis. So remember now that one another's necks, remember. That is all, Almighty Allah system, and therefore Yahya Sinwar says, I've got them right where I want them. Let them fight forever, and we will defeat them, and defeat them they are indeed. These haramis and super terrorists and murderers are murdering and killing our babies and children and civilians, and the whole world is witnessing this genocide, and the white countries and Western countries and white hegemony. Let me give you three examples what's happening, which many of you are still unaware of. Number one, do you know one state in America, New Mexico, is burning, and it is 100 hectares and 10 hectares and how many hectares, and still under control? Nay, not in control. Allah Jalla Wala's punishment on the Americans and their zalims and oppressors and tinpot dictators. They think that they are superpowers. Almighty Allah ki lati be awaze. Just press on your Google New Mexico and fires, and you will see all the images coming through. Thousands of people had to run, and their houses all flattened and so forth. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. When this disaster calamity is there in the rogue regime of Israel or America, we have no sympathy, no empathy for them. That is our take as true Muslims. Allah must punish them more. Allah maharrik buyutahum. Allah madammir diyarahum. Allah makhalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim ya rabbal alameen. One. Two, you in Africa, you need to wake up, you know. And our politicians from top Egypt to South Africa corrupted to the core. So now there you must remember, in the West, in Canada and here and there and other countries, they are preparing a vaccine. Vaccine for Africa. They say there's too much cholera and there's too many illness, sicknesses here and so forth. We all know what the COVID did and how the crooked politicians, the crooked Maulanas, the crooked sheikhs, the crooked people, and how they jumped on board, and then they closed our mosque and masajid. The Christians closed their churches, and what a shame and disgrace. There was no pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scandemic to use Africa and poor countries, you must remember, as guinea pigs. That is what the white hegemony wants, to use you and make you just another statistic. Remember that. You can't be so naive and so forth. Navi Pillay of South Africa, remember, has sent thousands and thousands of items to the ICJ of the war crimes that Israel has committed in this genocide. So remember, the world is witnessing, but Hamas is standing up. Hagari the Harami, the big spokesperson of the Israeli army, says, you can never destroy Hamas. It is an ideology. We are Hamas. What you going to do about it? So you must remember that. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You Jutlas, Jutlis, where are you now? More than 62,000 Jutlas have left Israel for good. They went to Ben Gurion Airport, packed up lock, stock and barrel, and said, we had enough. And what's going to happen when Hezbollah opens their weapons? Hezbollah has got one of the biggest weapons now. And remember, Israel is shaking in its boots. Israel says, we are not prepared to take on Hezbollah and Lebanon. We cannot even last for 72 hours. Our power grid cannot withstand it. Can you imagine yesterday, where we are in Indonesia, load shedding, water shedding, good for nothing, GNU, Government of National Unity. Remember, this is another ploy to fool the African people, but they are corrupted, therefore we never ever vote for them. You must remember that. So green card, when the Israelis want to enter America now, so they ask them, how many war crimes have you committed? How much land have you stole from the Palestinians? Are you the settler who have murdered and killed and injured the Palestinians? And if they are found guilty, they deport them back to Israel. Do you see how the cracks are appearing? So Israel will be history, will be removed from the map of this world, inshallah, very soon. Nasrun min Allah wa fathun qareeb. And their biggest supporters, America, Britain, France, Germany, all of them will have to pay the price. Remember that. So that is what is happening there. So we need to understand all these type of things here. Lebanon, and Hassan Nasrullah is a Pakka Shia Kufar, but he does a good job sometimes. Sometimes he stabs the Sunnis also in our backs, but nevertheless now, so Lebanon, Hezbollah, we call them Hezbo Shaitan, won Cyprus. You Cyprus, you a small little toy in this. You, how dare you come here and make a base for Israel? They're already shaking in their boots. They say, no, 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 we will not give our bases to any country and so forth and so on. So remember, the Jutlas are fed up and a cursed nation. So again, day for yesterday, thousands of them protesting at the BB's restaurant, not I nearly said restaurant, at his residence. So he's seeing a restaurant there. How the people are cursing him and swearing him and telling him resign and get out. And next stop is the trunk, is the jail and prison for you. The Tajikistan, Tajik government, which is supposed to be majority Muslim, bans the hijab. You see, that's what I speak of white hegemony. So they will tell the Muslim countries all this hijab and beard and all these type of things. You must get rid of this. So this is not good for you all. So now these idiots and fools and murtads, we can call them, no other word for them, haramis. So the Tajik government bans the hijab and says anybody with hijab, you will not be allowed to come into a hospital or in a government place and so forth. Uzbekistan government, we've been to these places, Uzbek, and so they now harassing the men who are want to practice on Islam. They enter the mosque and say, you must shave your beards, you're not allowed to keep beards. Supposed to be the place where our greatest scholars came from. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah came from there, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah came from there, Imam Darimi came from there, and your whole Hanafi school came from there basically. But this is the halat and the conditions. You need to wake up and understand the micro and macro. We have a war out there. You see the Bura, the Burkis. So you must remember, they also another Mufatiyas. So the FF Plus Freedom Front have joined the GNU. You see these whiteys, they said, hey, you better join here. We've got the good say. You see, DA are not with. Now the cabinet is being formed. So the DA are saying, we don't want deputy president. We want to become the minister in the presidency. Understand the difference. Deputy president is not such an important post. You can be a passenger also, you know, and you can be a, you must remember, deputy president. We know in the past how many deputy presidents we had. Most of them were just, you understand, Khan Marsam, you understand, just take along and so forth. But this guy, Ostian Hayes, he wants to become the minister in the presidency. We need to wake up and understand these things. You see, therefore me, I like Putin. Putin is a big harami. We need proper haramis. So now Putin went to North Korea and told them, me, I'm going to give you arms and nobody can stop us. I'll give you the latest technology. America, South Korea are shaking in their boots. You see that? And he, Putin, warned South Korea. He told South Korea, if you assist Ukraine, dance all the popper dance. You will see stars daytime also. Kenya, big protest late at night also last night, right from Nairobi onwards, because incompetent government, the basic things you must remember, like bread and milk and what, they want to impose taxes. So what do you expect the public to do? But you look at their wages, you look at their perks and all, just like South Africa. So go look at your new cabinet and go look at their wages. But our prepaid meters, they want to charge us now extra 250 rand. Wake up, South Africa. They're looting and plundering in their millions and billions. So you need to understand, nobody's on our side. They're all Mufatiyas, and every party, Muslim, non-Muslim, are just there to fill their pockets and fill their family's pockets. Show me one Muslim politician who did something for Islam and never filled his pockets. Zero. Two rivals talking again regarding the South China Seas. One side is China, other side is Philippines and Taiwan and all these characters who are just puppets of America. So now they got some talks going and so forth. Yemenis, alhamdulillah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. Al imanu yamaniyun wal hikmatu yamaniya. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. All these these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. Iman is found in Yemen. Wisdom is found in Yemen. I, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, begged Almighty Allah, give the people of Yemen barakah and blessings, of Almighty Allah. The Yemenis told Americans and the British and Israel, we going to attack you. And they sent another ship to hell, and another ship also sank in full view of the world. Remember that. Look at what is happening in Saudi Arabia. Can you believe it? The people were sweltering in the heat, 51, 52 degrees in some days, and so the 48, 49 was normal everywhere, basically. So more than 1,000 people died and became shuhada and martyrs. The Egyptians were totally abandoned. Can you imagine that? You see bodies and dead people just lying around, dead and martyrs. This is Saudi Arabia, run by Murtad bin Shaitan, and you Salafi scholars, hang your heads in shame. You sold your soul to the devil. You can't speak one word. So you must remember, you say, Khidmatul Hujjaj Sharaful Lana. Is this the sheriff you're talking about? Is this the honor for you, that more than 1,000 people pass away and they're still not giving the true amount? I'm telling you, it's more than 2,000-3,000 who passed away. And you South Africans, our brother Ibrahim Khan, our auntie Shireen passed away. Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala give the family Sabri Jameel. But it is a shame and a disgrace that you South Africans, that you take their photos and images and send it everywhere. Do you have no shame? These people, yeah, you must remember, have passed away, and Allah Jalla Wala will resurrect them on the day of Qiyamah. Yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi, that they will be reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and you taking their photos and sending it. This is Ibrahim, this is Auntie Shireen, and so forth. Don't you have any shame? La tasubbu amwatakum. Don't go do funny things regarding the dead people. And uzkuru mahasinakum, and speak of their good qualities, not send out haram things and so forth. So we should have some shame, you know. So tomorrow I saw people, somebody is in Sakarat, and then that person in Sakarat, you find all these actors there with their cell phones taking selfies and seeing how that person is dying, and then they let it go viral. What are you doing? Do you have any iman? Do you have any feelings? So remember, it's a shame and disgrace. Let me be honest about that. Make toba. Remember all your photos and all that, and especially of the deceased, all haram, all this. Israel is a cursed country. Jutlas are cursed people. The headquarters of the European Union is Belgium, Brussels. Brussels say, we don't want to host the Israeli football team. Too many problems, because you are guilty. You see that? Poland told them the same thing. Jutlas, we don't want to host you. And Palestinians and people of justice are saying, oh FIFA, when are you going to kick out Israel from FIFA? You did it with South Africa under apartheid. You did it with Russia. So why are you not doing it with Israel? Why is Israel always the special status, the special cow? They are the biggest terrorists, murdering our babies and children, and murdered over 40,000-50,000 if you look properly, and over 100,000 injured. A shame on you, that you must have just, when money buys all of you off. Saudi Arabia given the World Cup for 2034. That is the biggest dictatorship on this earth. And you give them that. Shame on you. Remember that now there are politicians and public who are telling the American administration they must rescind that, the invitation to Bibi Netanyahu to come and address the Congress in July. And likewise, there are big politicians and organizations who are telling FIFA they must scrap the World Cup for Saudi Arabia for 2034. And we agree with that 100%. Sunak and his party are facing total disgrace and humiliation. Where you get the Indian guy and make him the prime minister on default of Britain? You think those whiteys will vote for him? So remember that whole party is facing humiliation. So what is Richie Rich going to do? Oh, Rishi Sunak, he's not going to Rwanda. He's not going to India to visit Modi. Sunak is preparing his house in California. And you know how much his house cost in California? California, America. That will be his secret pad where he can have a long honeymoon and retirement and milking the British public, the idiots there. His house in California, $7.2 million, he'll be retiring there, disgraced, humiliated, the worst prime minister in the history of Britain. DA suspends a racist house, I must name him, the Burki, the Boorer, the white guy. So remember, he swore the Africans, he swore this one, he swore the blacks and FNBs and all that. DA, I'm surprised you always say that you are a clean party. How come you suspended him? There's a big difference between suspending and expelling. You should expel him completely. But what can we expect from you? Maybe this guy also contributed to the DA. So we say expel him. You can't have such people, you must remember, as MPs and in your party. It's a shame, you know, you must remember that. There in India, 34 people died because they just eat anything, drink anything. So people gave them alcohol, it contained poison and what have you, and they died and so forth and so on. Listen to Zuma, President Zuma. Zuma is a master tactician, remember that. You like him or you hate him. He knows how to play chess. Now what Zuma did? So JZ, Jacob Zuma, took Judge Slope. You know Judge Slope. So they expelled him and so forth. So Judge Slope is a key member of the MK. I don't belong to any political party. I never voted for all MK or ANC or DA or EFF. Never in my life. So anyway, Allah knows all that. So Judge Slope will become the chief whip. You must remember for who? The MK in Parliament. So yesterday I laughed at two things. Listen to this. You must understand the politics of South Africa. They say the 70 plus ANC MPs who voted that Judge Slope must be kicked out and expelled, today they are kicked out and they're looking for a job. How's that now? You see, Allah Jalla Wala lets the wheel turn, you must remember. Steve Biko, when Steve Biko was asked, I send it out on my Twitter account, on my X account. He was asked, Steve Biko, what you say of Mandela? Listen, this is Steve Biko's words. So Steve Biko said, the apartheid regime does not keep anybody alive unless they are going to use him in their favor in future. You got it now? So you work out all the maths and all the arithmetic there. So he made a profound statement, remember that. Therefore, me, I was never impressed with the ANC. 14 Zulhijjah for you Muslims. Remember, from today, you can start fasting. Anybody can fast on 11, 12, 13, all haram. You did make sincere tawbah. On the 10th, 11, 12, 13, for us Muslims to fast is totally haram. And on the 1st of Shawwal, the day after Ramadan finishes, 5 days you can't fast. From today onwards, you want to fast 14, 15, 16, so you can practice on the Sunnah fast, so that is permissible. And remember, the Umrah season is open. The Arab news has it that they say that Umrah visas will be given for Muharram and so forth already from today. So the Umrah is open, fasting is open, and so forth and so on. Okay, so that is all our news. We end off with a cartoon in the Citizen, you must remember that. Too good. That guy who writes this cartoon, you're a champion, is an African guy. His name starts with the S. But difficult, you know, I can't pronounce it properly. So he's got a vehicle, right? So Cyril is holding the steering. And then Cyril got his horns, the buffalo horns. You know they call Cyril the buffalo. If you don't know that much, I don't know which world you're living in. So Cyril the buffalo is driving. But Stian Hayes, you see, is telling him, no, you're not driving properly. Let me show you how to drive. And Gogo, Helen Ziller is at the back. She's saying, hey, Cyril, you're going the wrong way. Come, we show you the right way. So that is your politics in South Africa. A big comedy and a big circus. That's why we love it so much. Anyway, today, 11:22, the Adhan will go, inshallah, there in Makkah Mukarramah. Day it will be 12:22 to be Asli. in South Africa, 11:22. Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari, he just gave khutbah 2-3 weeks ago. So all the imams on holiday there, you know, Eid time, they have big, big holidays. So the youngster, they left him there. You say, you look after the musalla. So he will give some lullaby khutbah again and praise the king and the crown prince and the murtad. And I'll be going to Kelvin, inshallah. So 12:25 is Adhan and 12:30 is the lecture, inshallah al-Aziz. Maa Salim Kareem, we have exactly 15 minutes left, inshallah. So let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Saab, there is a message going around saying that MBS is calling for a ceasefire for Palestinians or he will withdraw his oil from America. Is this true?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MBS is suffering from bipolar. You must remember that. Sometime garam, sometime naram, and so forth. Now he's realizing that who his true enemies are. That they only will use you. Kissinger, who fracked at the age of 100. If you don't understand what is fracked, he means to die like a dog. He was a war criminal, Kissinger. Go see what he did in Cambodia and all these places. So you must remember, Kissinger said in those days, when I was a young boy, I read this. He said, America never has friends. America never has friends. They will always use you for their own interest and then they'll drop you. So that's what they're doing with Saudi Arabia. That's what they did with Iraq. That's what they did with Iran. That is what they did with other countries. And that is their whole history for over 200 years. You must remember that. So now they use them. When he, King Faisal, a shaheed, we saw him in 74 and 75, they martyred him. So remember, it was an inside job engineered by the West and so forth. So now he's realizing that all this haram he was doing, bikini beaches in Jeddah, sanamas in Medina and Jeddah and Riyadh and Dammam and wherever else, and all this here bootlicking them, now he realizes for him to travel outside is becoming a big problem. Already 2-3 times they made an assassination attempt and so forth. So no sense calling for ceasefire. You must remember that. You were the one. You should do what your uncle did. You must remember Salman's brother is King Faisal. So he say, I will not give you oil, and me and Russia, we will stand one side, and all the other countries, Algeria and so forth, and so forth, and then show us who you are. Don't come with your double talk and so forth and so on. So the Israelis have got you already marked. How many women you slept with, how many affairs you had with, all that they got you, and they'll expose everything. That is what they do with all of them. They have their whole profile, and they know how many women they slept with, and what, and what, and what. So don't think when MBZ came here to Port Elizabeth, how many Russian prostitutes came there. You don't know about all that. Which world you living in? They got all of them checked and checked and marked. You must remember that, and that's how they blackmailed them.
Mufti Saab, this is a question from Dr. Modli, respected scholar of Islam. Does a dying person see the angel of death before he dies? I am Dr. Modli and came across many strange incidents of some spiritual beings being present during death. The person involved becomes very scared and, in my opinion, hallucinates. Or is this a reality?
Thank you, Dr. Mudli. We really appreciate your question. And remember, you are a man on the field. So therefore, you will experience it. And others, the patients, will experience it. My brother, Dr. Mudli, we are Muslims, right? And therefore, you address me as an Islamic scholar. And I appreciate that. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, teaches us, you must remember, both sides. If a person is sane and mature, and that person there is going to leave this world as a non-Muslim, and now that person there does not believe in Islam and so forth and so on, and now it is his last stages, the pains and pangs of death are about to start for him. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, speaks of this in the noble Quran. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ, that when these non-Muslims, they see all these things here, then what happens? That remember that Almighty Allah sends the angels, and then they give them a good threshing and a good hiding. Even while they are, you must remember, now alive, and now the transition is taking place. What I want you to do, Mr. Mudli, Dr. Mudli, I want you to read chapter 8 of the Noble Quran and read verse number 50. Okay, you got it, Dr. Mudli? Chapter 8, verse 50. I read for you. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. And when that person sees the angels coming to take away his soul and so forth, then, and is a non-Muslim, sane and mature, يَضْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, already they smiting him and hitting him on his face and on his back and giving him a good threshing. And then they tell him, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, start tasting the punishment of the fire. Surah chapter number 8, verse number 50. Why? Almighty Allah is the most just. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That is because what you did, you worshipped idols. You said that Jesus is son of God. You said that Jesus is, his mother is a son of a harlot. The Jutlas, the Jews say that, Allah forbid, and he's an illegitimate child, Allah forbid. So because of all their utterances and what their hands and anatomy body did, so therefore they'll be punished. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِذُلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And verily Allah is never ever going to make zulm and oppress the servants. Allah is the most just of those who show justice. But when does human being see, Dr. Mudli, you know there was elections in India, South Africa, elections still to come in UK and US this year, right, in France also in the mix. So my brother, Dr. Mudli, you know, no prime minister wants another prime minister on his seat. No president wants another president. South Africa, Cyril is still choosing his cabinet. So he will choose what he thinks is the best. So how come this human being, despite his so-called intelligence and intellect, for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the one and only one worthy of worship, but he, this human being, the masterpiece of all Almighty Allah's creation, he ascribes and associates partners to him. He associates idols to him. He associates his sons and daughters to him. So therefore, Almighty Allah announced, once people do that, chapter 4, verse 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily, Allah will never forgive those people who are sane and mature, and they ascribed, associated somebody, some associates, some partners to him. So that is definitely. And the opposite and the converse, Dr. Mudli, when a person is a Muslim and he lived a good life, a pure life, chaste life, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, all this gay business, lesbian business, nothing in Islam, you know that much, Dr. Mudli. So now the Muslim who's leaving the world, what happens to him? To understand life, we have to look at both sides of the spectrum. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that those people who say Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider, and they say ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they remain steadfast. Dr. Mudli, this much you know, that our people are returning from pilgrimage. They went for Hajj, and now some of them, their Hajj pilgrimage accepted. They changed their whole life. They are devoted, dedicated Muslims. Others will be al-an kama kan. They will just go back to their old lifestyle. So superficially, Allah knows best, the Hajj rejected and not accepted in the court of Allah. So we're speaking of the true Muslims. I want you to read this, Dr. Mudli, chapter 41, verse number 31-32. Chapter 41, verses 30-31-32. I'm reading for you direct from the Quran, the direct text. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, those who say Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, is not my ability, my degrees, that I'm a doctor, I'm a professor, I'm a teacher, I'm a scholar. Nay, That is just the superficial reason. The real reason is Allah, the one and only supreme being and superpower. He gave us everything, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our intelligence, intellect. Then they remain steadfast. Now death approaches. What do you see, Dr. Mudli? What do you see, Dr. ABC XYZ? You see that person smiling. Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. The angels come down. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Don't fear. Don't be saddened. Wa abashiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. And they give that person, whilst he's alive, the glad tidings that Allah is giving you, the bishara, the bushra, glad tidings. You will receive what you were promised. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are your protectors. We are going to confer upon you the greatest gift in this world and in the year after. We will take you with Iman and Islam. And once you leave this world, now you are transited to the interspace. Interspace is the barzakh. Between life and the, between now death, now the, you are alive, now death came, and then you went into the interspace. That's the place between this world and the paradise, you see. So all hell for the non-Muslim. So remember, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And once you enter paradise, whatever you desire and want, Allah will give you, and whatever you request, Allah will give you. You know, you come to my house and you are my guest and I'm your host. So I'll go out of my way to, you know, make you comfortable. So Almighty Allah is the host and we become the guest. Allah announces, Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. Hospitality from ghafur. Allah knows our vices, sins and our shortcomings, yet he forgave us. And rahim, very merciful. That are the two sides of the spectrum, my brother Dr. Mudli. Once again, we appreciate your questions. Anytime you have questions regarding Islam, you ask it as you want it. You don't have to apologize, and we will give you a straight answer and not be a politician. I just end off with one thing, Dr. Mudli. I want you to Google it. There was a harami, there was a war criminal. His name, Ariel Sharon. He martyred and murdered the founder of Hamas. 1987, Hamas was formed by Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, a paraplegic from his neck downwards. In 2004, this harami, this murderer and war criminal, Ariel Sharon, murdered him when he came out of Gaza in the early part of the morning after prayer. After that, he went into 8 years comatose. You know all the terms better than me. The best doctors, physicians, people came. Nobody could help him. So that is Almighty Allah, that Allah Ta'ala sometimes shows us lessons. And that is how people will stay in Sakarat, in the pains and pangs of death for years, like Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, a curse to humanity and dispatched to hell forever. If you go to Turkey, my brother Dr. Mudli, it's very sad. My Muslim brothers and sisters just go to Turkey, go in this beach and just jump around here and there and little bit go visit and bring Turkish delights. That is what happens in most cases. They don't study the history. There was another harami, another person, Kemal Ataturk, modern day father of Turkey. He destroyed Islam and he murdered Muslims and so forth and so on. When the day came for him to freck and die like a dog, freck is the Afrikaans word we use, so he died like a dog, then the land and the sand did not accept him. So Dr. Mudli, next time you go to Istanbul, you ask them, I want to see where Kemal Ataturk is buried. They won't show you nowhere. They will show you one marble box and he's there. Why? Because the land and the sand did not accept him. That is our stance, my brother Dr. Mudli, without any apology, without compromising. A person who lives her life of true Islam and Muslim, Allah will give him bisharat, glad tidings, and you see them smiling. You see that smile on their face, because this is the day they were waiting for. That Mautul Habib ilal Habib. They want to meet the beloved Almighty Allah. They want to see the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But for the non-Muslim, because he thought that me, I'm an intellectual giant, I can do as I please and so forth and so on. So therefore, then it's curtains. And nobody can blame Almighty Allah or anybody else, but they have to blame themselves. That is the long and short of it. We pray for you, Dr. Mudli. May Almighty Allah guide you also to the right path. Last question, Mausalim Karim.
Mufti Saab, just like a husband is allowed to hit his wife, under what circumstances is a wife allowed to hit her husband?
Remember to say the husband is allowed to hit the wife, that's not true. It's totally haram for the husband to hit his wife and assault her and wife battering. If anybody does that, I always told you our fatwa is you must report him to the police and send him to jail. So that you waste your time with us, Molanas and Muftis and Jamiats and it, what we can do? We got no power. So we only advisory capacity, remember that. The verse in the Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 34, وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِئِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ don't mean you hit her with your hand and a belt and all that. You must read Quran properly and see, today is Friday, you should be reading Surah Kahf. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ How you, the mother, the father, you tap your child and you read one nice story, you read one nice du'as, and then the baby goes to sleep. So, oh husband, you take a ruler, you take a miswak, and you just tap your wife. That is what is meant. So Quran is teaching us all this. You must study the Quran Sharif holistically and not selectively and come to conclusions that way you feel that that you bash your wife up and say Islam, for darabna ala adhanim. See, the word daraba is used. There also the word daraba is used. Chapter 18, verse 11. Understand Islam, learn Islam, practice Islam, promote Islam. Absolutely haram for a Muslim husband to bash up his wife and hit her. Any one of you wives that has happened, don't waste time. Go straight to police, lay a charge of assault. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.